This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome on back. Jack Fritz in for John Marks. It is Marks and Reese here on Sports Radio 94 WIP alongside Ike Reese. Ike, I have I have an admission for you that I need to get out there that I think is the first time in my life I have felt this way heading into an Eagle season.
Okay.
And for the first time in my life, I would rather beat another team besides the Cowboys. I mean, we know about the Cowboys thing here, yada, yada, yada. Like, I don't care about winning two games. And that is, as long as you beat the Cowboys twice, that's all that matters. Go ahead. For the first time, like, I care more about beating the Niners next year than I do beating the Cowboys. Like, beating the Niners and making it, like, so that they can't have the little excuses of Brock Purdy and
40 whiners.
The 40 whiners, and just being able to shut that up, and Kyle Shanahan saying, thankfully we have them later in the season rather than earlier because I want to be fully healthy heading into that game. It's been a lot of talk this offseason, and it feels like they're trying to undermine how great last year's Eagles team was by saying how, like, we're more talented, all this, that, and whatever. I would rather beat the Niners next year than beat the Cowboys. I want to nip that whole thing in the bud.
Interesting. Because I think we could be facing them again in the NFC Championship game right here in Philadelphia again.
Kind of feels like we're on this collision course with the Niners for the next couple years.
Yeah. And we play them in the regular season. We play them out here. I could see how they'll come in here. They'll come in here wanting the game more, probably.
Yes, probably.
Game probably means more to them, right?
It's a revenge spot.
Yeah, and they like you said, in their minds, they do believe they were the better team. They basically had to play a game with one hand tied behind their back.
Yes,
is essentially what they're saying. Even the coach is saying it. Like, yeah. Right? They're all hanging their hat on that.
They seem to all have the same message.
Yeah, so when they play the Eagles in the regular season, that'll be talked up
for
them. The Eagles won't have that unless we're in a tough spot in the schedule and we need the game because maybe we lost the week before or something. I haven't looked at the schedule. But I would imagine the 49ers will come in with a lot more sort of juice to win the game.
They've essentially had that game circled since probably the fourth quarter of last year.
And the moment they realized they were going to play the Eagles again this year, that's probably all they've been thinking about. And the Eagles have sort of been crowned the best team in the NFC this year. 49ers, they want to play the disrespect card.
Of course.
Right?
A very powerful card.
It can be a very powerful card. It really can be for athletes.
Yeah.
So I see why you would want to beat them more than any other team. But you know what, Jack? As the old saying goes, there's no way we're losing to the stinking Cowboys.
Yeah, whatever.
Brother.
I mean, like, whatever
no
with
way.
The Cowboys thing.
Here's the thing, man. We haven't beaten the Cowboys with Dak since 2019.
Who was the quarterback?
Carson.
Okay.
You want that to be on the schedule, on our ledger still? That we can't, the last quarterback to beat a Dak-led team was Carson Wentz?
Right. But aren't we supposed to be ahead of the Cowboys? Like, aren't we supposed to, like, kick down now? I don't need to kick down anymore. Like, I feel like the Niners and the Eagles are about the two best teams in the NFC.
I agree with you there.
And I've been annoyed all offseason with them acting like Brock Purdy was like, I just –
But if you're the Cowboys, you got to feel pretty good about yourself in the way you played against the Eagles.
I think, yeah, I have to.
When you've had your best out there. I mean, we literally have been embarrassed two straight games against the Cowboys. Sans the who the hell Cooper Rush was starting last
Cooper
year.
Cooper Rush, yes.
Yeah.
And
that game.
Ben DiNucci.
Those two don't count. That in Dallas on Monday night, that was a bloodbath.
Yeah, Jalen's second worst game.
Yeah, that was a bloodbath. And then last year, and I know Gardner Minshew was the one starting the game, but we supposedly had one of the best defenses in all of football, and Dallas proceeded to go up and down the field with no problem against us.
Couple short.
They completed a 3rd and 30 on us.
They did. That Slay threw, great leader Darius Slay threw Josiah Scott immediately under the bus after. And I get it. Like, they have this whole Cowboys-Eagles thing, and believe me, I know how big the rivalry is in the city.
I think you do.
I'm not naive. I'm not a moron. But beating the Niners next year just means so much more to me than beating the Cowboys.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, I
disagree.
I want to shut that whole thing down, their whole idea.
Yeah, but if you go out there and beat the Niners with Brock Purdy.
Well, because Brock Purdy stinks, but they think he's in the second coming of Tom Brady.
I'm just saying, if we go out there and beat him, we've done that already. And if you go out there and lose to Dak and the Cowboys, what do you think is going to hurt more? You think losing to the Cowboys is going to hurt more, or beating the 49ers is going to make you feel better?
Beating the 49ers would make me feel better.
Nah.
By the way, at that point in the schedule for the Eagles,
mm-hmm.
it's going to go Eagles-Cowboys on November 5th. Then I believe it's a bye week.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles-Chiefs.
So where's the Eagles-Cowboys? Is that here?
This is here.
Okay, so they'll win that
one. So Eagles-Cowboys November 5th here.
Yep.
Then they go on the road to the Chiefs.
Okay.
Bills here.
Oh, that's right.
Back-to-back weeks. And then the Niners, the fourth game of that little stretch.
Jeez.
Before going to Dallas and to Seattle. I mean, that's
5 or 6 weeks right there that's going to be tough to get through.
That is a gauntlet. And that's why, I know it's kind of off topic, but like, making sure they get off to a hot start is going to be
important. They have to.
And then what worries me is that what happened with the Phillies this year is coming off getting to the World Series, they started the season slow. The Eagles can't do that. Because if you expect me to believe that they're like, they are a good team, but still, when you go Eagles, Chiefs, Bills, Niners, Cowboys, Seahawks, Giants in a 7-8 week stretch, like that's a lot for a team to deal with.
Are we sure that the 49ers are? I mean, I feel like they are, but I'm looking at this Cowboy roster now. Are we sure the 49ers are better than the Cowboys?
I mean,
the Cowboys added
Brandon Cooks.
Added Brandon Cooks to their offense. So now you got CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, and Michael Gallup as your wide receivers. Decent. That's a pretty good trio. I don't know who the hell Jake Ferguson is. He's the tight end, yeah.
Because they lost Dalton Schultz, I believe.
Yep, they lost Dalton Schultz. You got Tony Pollard. We'll see what he looks like when he's the lead back. But their defense, they still got some players on defense.
I don't know. I think
you got some players on defense.
That Niners roster, especially now they added Javon Hargrave, so you have a revenge spot there.
But the Cowboys got the advantage in the quarterback position.
They do. The Niners are propped up by their weapons for sure. You
mm-hmm.
know, Debo and Ayuk and Kittle. You know, I mean, the Niners are a good roster.
No, I think they're the second best team, and I think the Cowboys are the third best team. I'm just wondering, what's the degree of separation there between the 49ers and the Cowboys?
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll see. I mean, last year, obviously, in the postseason,
they won an ugly game, yeah.
They won an ugly game.
The defense won for
them. They did. Yeah, it was not Brock Purdy.
That's the game Dak threw two picks in, right? Yeah.
Well, he was a pick machine last year. It was insane.
That's Dak.
Yeah. But now, the new Dak, I guess. The new Dak Prescott. The final one I want to throw into the mix here. And again, if you want to get
Tucker,
in. What?
You listen to the show, Tucker.
Yeah, I'm listening to the show.
No, I mean, do you listen to the show on a regular basis? Where's the drop at? You're supposed to drop in there when we're talking about Dak throwing interceptions.
Oh, the Dak is ass
there, one? Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
I don't know where that's a new one. I don't know where that is on the board.
Yeah, it's in the Sirianni board.
See, I don't even have that board up.
No, I know.
Why is the Shady cut in the Sirianni board?
Well, because I named the
Sirianni. This whole place is a mess.
No, I know. But I named the Sirianni board because I thought he was going to give us more drops. Little did I know that this guy would lock in on press conferences and be undroppable 2 years later.
So, Dak is ass.
There we go.
Right on time.
I was looking for that one, Tucker. That's the only one I was looking for.
Come on, Tuck. It's all right. Just know where Ike Juice is. Everything will be fine. 215-592.
Bottom left corner.
Yes. 94-94 is how you get in. Who would you rather beat next year? The Niners or the Cowboys?
Always the Cowboys.
Oh, as long as you win two games and they're against the Cowboys, who cares for the rest of the year? No. Screw the Niners and their stupid offseason with their stupid head coach, whatever.
So the Niners have taken over the Cowboys.
For me, yes.
For you, okay.
And I wonder if Eagles fans are
there. You guys too?
Yeah. Raise of hands. Who would you rather beat next year, the Niners or Cowboys? Two out of three.
Niners, two. Smart ones in the middle, yes.
That was a measly hand up. It was like, you know, a teacher trying to call on a kid in class, and he didn't have the answer. But the final thing I want to throw into the mix here, Ike, and this is a big one, is Jonathan Gannon. When Gannon comes here, who would people least like to lose to? The Niners, Cowboys, or Jonathan Gannon?
Who would you least like to lose to? I would have to imagine.
I mean, it's. First off, if you lose to the Cardinals and like there's actual implications and you're not just like kicking your feet up waiting for the postseason to start, something went wrong.
Something went wrong. Yeah.
But I know
they don't want to lose to Gannon.
No.
Because none of us want to have to listen to Elliott.
No.
That following week.
You know when you remember
you
when
know what that's gonna be like.
Well, you remember when Giglio did 16 hours defending Gabe Kapler?
Yes.
It'd be 24 hours for Elliott.
Yes.
A lot of I told you so. He's
a lot
a great
of I told you so, yes.
I would
have to say, you know what? This sounds kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth. They probably don't want to lose to the 49ers.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
So our Twitter question.
That would almost validate what the 49ers have been talking about all offseason.
Exactly, and I don't want that. I want the Eagles to just be a great team. You know, we don't need to take a step back season. But our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamond engagement rings, visit the only local jeweler with over 2,000 five-star Google reviews, marks-jewelers.com. Which of these games would you least like to see the Eagles lose next year? Right now, Cowboys is still 41%.
That's my people.
So it goes Cowboys 41%, Niners 38%, and Gannon / Cardinals, because then people were like, well, why would you put the Cardinals on there? It's Gannon, 21%. So
wow.
It's kind of all mixed in, but Cowboys narrowly edging out the 49ers.
Oh, the Gannon hate is dying down. For right now, anyway.
For now.
Yeah, for right now.
For now. Well, I think people like Sean Desai. I mean, on our show, he did mention Jim Johnson once, so.
He did.
Yeah, so that gives him at least a
smart man.
Yeah, it gives him at least a 6-week pass. Wade / not that Wade and Chester's on WIP. What's happening, Wade?
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? Man, listen, man, we ain't beat Dak, a healthy Dak, and forever, dog. When we beat him in 2019, Dak was hurt. He had the messed up shoulder, and he overthrew the receiver for the game-winning touchdown to beat him.
Yeah, people forget that.
Yeah,
I did forget that.
Yeah, dog, listen, man, get the 49ers. It's about beating them. But listen, I want to talk about those Sixers, man. Sixers pissing me off, right? But nobody, what I say out of 3 out of 10 callers wanted Harden. Nobody wanted Harden. Nobody on the show wanted Harden. The callers that called up all the time, nobody really wanted Harden. Mm-hmm. So, like, nobody wanted this. This is what Daryl Morey wanted.
Yep.
$337 million. I talked to Jack when he answered the phone. Jack said, no, he don't want Harrison Barnes and Buddy Hill because they suck. He would have got them three. He would have got rid of Tobias and Ben. $337 million would have been off the book. He would have had Halliburton and Buddy Hill and Barnes. That's a better team than what they got now. James Harden played better than what I expected him to do. He got them two games in the playoffs, and I still don't want him to come back for y'all. Like, he proved me wrong. Everything they said about James Harden, he can't finish because he dribbled too much and he get tired. He couldn't finish for the Rockets, or he can't finish because he partied too much. Doug, he partied too much. He went out to Vegas. Like, everything they said about Harden is true, man. He's not dedicated. So, like, why do y'all want him there, man? This is terrible. Look, Daryl Morey is terrible. Y'all should get Chris Paul, right? Let Harden go to the Rockets. Get Chris Paul.
I don't think the Rockets want James Harden. That's what's being brought up now.
Yeah, that's what y'all stuck at. Yeah, that's why I was hoping that Harden could have left for y'all. Y'all would have been out of a little pickle.
But Miami Heat.
I know.
Man,
and you guys missed out on Bradley Beal. So, you're back to who? Washed up Jimmy and what?
I don't care about that. I don't call up here disrespect to airlines talking about another team, man. We talking about Philly up in this joint. But man, then y'all talking about who y'all want Harden back. It just pissed me off listening to this because nobody wanted Harden there. So how can I pick the option of wanting Harden to come back? It's like it was get rid of Ben for a bag of chips. I'm not talking about that. That was Ike boat and everything. I'm talking about the people like this is bad, man. Daryl Morey, man, drop the ball, man. Harden got y'all by the
short and curlies, yes.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, this is terrible. I'm so man, this is not good business. Like y'all need to get Chris Paul, yo.
What is Chris Paul going to do for us? I mean, he's also ancient.
Yeah, but this was y'all. Chris Paul can help mentor Maxie and mentor that boy Springer, man. Springer good, yo. That boy on the bench, he might not be a starter, but he like a probably can like be like a what's the boy you like, Jack, that went to Indiana. He could be a good backup point guard or like – He might not be
Max,
a starting point. If he is a starting point guard, he'd be like an Andre.
McConnell.
Yeah, McConnell. Yeah, that boy Springer good, Max. Yo.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Yeah, T.J. McConnell. That Springer boy, good. He could be a good backup.
You're comping him to T.J. McConnell?
But I'm saying, wasn't T.J. McConnell a good backup point guard for y'all?
Yeah, but Jaden Springer's like a bouncy too.
You're the one who said McConnell was Mo Cheeks.
Hold on, man. I appreciate the call, Wade. Put TJ in the 80s. The guy's a Hall of Famer. That's how I feel. I mean, the guy's a pass first, gritty, grinded out.
John Stockton.
We can't shoot. I mean, so just
Stockton
like every other
can shoot.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Stockton can shoot.
He could shoot, but like there's a lot of 80s.
You
point
don't
guards.
Know anything about John Stockton, man.
John Stockton would get cooked in today's game. No, so I don't care about John Stockton. I really don't. Like the fact that people let him in the Hall of Fame is atrocious, frankly.
He's the all-time assist leader.
I know.
And steals leader.
Did
you realize that?
I don't care.
The all-time assist and steals leader, I believe.
What did you think of the Bradley Beal to the Suns trade? Now Chris Paul with Washington for now. I'm sure he's thrilled about it.
Yeah, you know he's not happy about that. He won't be reporting to them.
No.
Yeah,
he learned about it apparently on a cross-country flight.
Awesome.
Which is great for him.
That just lets you know Matt Ishbia didn't give a damn about telling him that, yeah, Chris, we traded you to Washington.
Yeah.
It's obviously three good players, but they don't have anything else.
I think it's such a disaster move. I mean, it really is. Like,
yeah, like they don't have anything else.
They literally have no one on their bench right now.
Yeah.
Like they have their starting five, and one of them is Cam Payne. You know, and Bradley Beal, we'll see. But like I would have been more worried if he went to the Heat. Like, I don't think the Suns are really too big of a threat now with that kind of move.
Yeah.
We'll see, though.
I mean, listen, it'd be interesting to talk about.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and KD.
Yeah. DeAndre Ayton for now.
Yeah, they're going to trade him.
Yeah. Although, I wonder what, like, the Chris Paul thing is, like, I just don't know how, I assume he wouldn't play, but also, does he get flipped again?
Yeah, he's going to get traded out to either Washington is going to buy him out. You know, just buy him out of his contract, or you trade him to another team.
The one that I actually saw today that does make a lot of sense is him to the Warriors for Jordan Poole. So it's like,
Chris Paul on the Warriors.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It doesn't have to, it probably comes off the bench so that his 38-year-old hamstring can survive the rigors of an NBA season. Either way.
Yeah.
Mike's in Manayunk. What's happening, Mike? Mikey! Mike's not there. Andy in Deptford's always there. What's happening, Andy?
Live, we hot.
Uh-oh.
What's up, my guy?
What's going on, man?
What's up, Andy?
Yo, man, that last caller gave me the biggest headache. First of all, I can't stand it when non-Philly fans call and talking about what we should do with our team. He must have said like three times we won Chris Paul. You just said it. Didn't Chris Paul get traded? Like, what is this guy talking about? Yeah, I don't want to waste all my time.
That's
on
one
that
of
idiot.
Our favorite callers.
We like
Wade,
the other Wade.
Yeah, but what was he
Wade.
Talking about?
Well, he's a Heat fan. He wants to talk about the Sixers.
But he says nobody. What he said made no sense. Nobody wants Harden because he's old and washed up.
But trade
but
for Chris Paul.
To
yeah,
say we want an older Chris Paul here. Like what?
Right.
Anyway, Jackie Roseman, I like your thinking. You want to get the best of both worlds with the Phillies. You want to get the pitcher Lance Lynn. We get him cheap. Bag of baseballs and a box of David sunflower seeds. That'll make that happen.
Good use. Yeah.
And then we can still get Goldschmidt. We package Abel so we can get the best of both worlds, man.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to lead this team to a championship.
Yeah, absolutely. We get the best of both worlds. Make it happen.
Ikey Four Aces over here is building a nice, cute little starting staff.
I don't get all these idiots though. The Twitter or callers or that when it won Zion for Tobias. I mean, last time I checked, when Zion plays, he's one of the most electrifying scorers in the game. We know he doesn't play that much, but when he plays, I mean, look at when Barkley – look at another big overweight big guy that left. How about when Barkley left and went to Phoenix? That worked out pretty good. How about when Weber left Golden State and Washington and went to Sacramento? Worked out pretty good. Why can't it work out for us?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, I understand. It's just it's hard to bank on him staying healthy and through.
No, the health thing is real.
It's a real thing, and I mean, listen, it's Tobias Harris.
But it's worth it for Tobias Harris.
Sure,
yes,
worth it.
It's worth it.
Definitely worth. I mean, what are we giving up? A player on his last year of his contract. What are we really going to get for Tobias? Some bench players? I mean, I'd rather take a risk for a superstar.
I got you.
We went through all these years of tanking. You ain't willing to roll the dice on Zion?
Yeah, I got Andy. I am curious your opinion on this because obviously you're a season ticket holder. You're down there every week for the Eagles. Who would you least like to lose to next year? They're all coming to the link. The Cowboys, Niners, or Jonathan Gannon?
I think it's got to be in that order. Cowboys. I'm sorry. 49ers won because I think that's going to be who we're fighting for the number one seed. So if we want that bye, we can't take an L to them, right? Cowboys will be two for me because, you know, it's just the Cowboys.
Aw.
They're still the stinking Cowboys.
Yeah, but what if you lose to Gannon? I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a JV team. What are we going to lose to them playing our JV? I mean, come on. I ain't worried about the Cardinals. We ain't losing to them.
Well, what if you did, though? I think that sounds like it's number one now.
And if my aunt had a different body part, I'd call her my uncle.
Okay.
I'm just saying that in a hypothetical sense, they lose to the Cardinals. If they lose all three games, like you can only choose one, right? It's. I mean, I think the Gannon game is starting to fly up the rankings.
Yeah, I think people still see him as the Cardinals, so they don't see.
I know
they're not looking at the Gannon angle of it as much as they are. It's the Cardinals, and they don't fear the Cardinals.
No one's worried about the Cardinals at all.
No,
which is fine. They shouldn't be worried about the Cardinals. But in our hypothetical sense, in June.
Yeah.
Which game would you least like to lose?
And I'm still selling the case. For the Cowboys.
Well, you're a Philly guy.
Well, here's the other thing. It's for the division, and no one has repeated as division champs.
Since when?
Since 2003-04, right? Since Ike was playing.
Yep. Long time ago.
So that's why beating the Cowboys will always matter more.
I understand that.
I'm
sick and tired of the Niners.
If you lose to the stinking Niners in that cluster right there.
Yeah.
And if that's the only one you lose, we're good.
But think about how
you got Buffalo, you got Kansas City, you got the Cowboys, you got
Seahawks, your boy
you got
Geno.
The Seahawks.
You're bounce back your Geno.
That's right.
But I'm sick and tired. Like this Niners thing, these guys are so annoying.
Why?
Because it's annoying. Every single article is like, that team wasn't that good. Brock Purdy this, Brock Purdy that. Brock Purdy stinks, okay? And if it was healthy, he wasn't winning that game.
So why did it bother you?
Because I don't want to give them satisfaction. And if they beat us, it gives them satisfaction. The Cowboys already own us. You know, like it is what it is. They already sort of
they own us.
Well, listen, I have gotten to two Super Bowls in 5 years by having the Cowboys having our number a little bit here.
That's true.
The Niners thing; these guys are just losers, man. And I want that to be over. Leave no doubt. 215-592-9494. Which of these games would you least like to see the Eagles lose next year? Cowboys, Niners, Cardinals. That's on the table. Which would you rather put your chips in on, a starting pitcher or Paul Goldschmidt? And on the Sixers, what is plan A for this offseason? Kyle Newbeck had an interesting answer on that. You'll hear that next in addition to your phone calls. It's Marks and Reese here on WIP.